the dirty.
Don't let all that celebrity poop go to your head.
Lowdown.
This is where the entertainment is.
The Hollywood Beat with the Morning Hustle on K105.3.
Brought to you by Oliver's Collision Center. Quality done right. Selena Gomez's new CD, Revival, has revived the music side of her career. The disc debuted at the top of the Billboard Hot 200 chart. It's her second number one CD. Sold 117,000 equivalent album units, which means between actual physical albums and downloads. Her big song so far, Good For You, and Same Old Love have been off that. Number one album isn't enough. It isn't all that surprising. Here is something it certainly is. She apparently has recorded a duet with Justin Bieber, according to Cosmo. The track, allegedly called Strong, leaked over the weekend and is about a couple wishing things were better in their relationship. The song has since been removed, but is rumored to appear on Justin's new CD, Purpose, which comes out on November 13th. Man. As we alluded to during the weekend that was game, Tracy Morgan returned to Saturday Night Live for the first time since a car crash left him in a coma a year and a half ago. Cast member of the comedy sketch program from 1996 to 2006, he addressed the crash in his opening monologue. It was in a terrible car accident. It was awful, but it also showed me how much love and support I have in this world. And then he jokingly referred to what people were wondering, can I speak? Does he have 100% mental capacity? He said, truth is, I never did. I might actually be a few points higher now. That's pretty funny. Also, Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, Jane Krakowski, and Jack McBrayer joined him on stage during his monologue. The whole show was stolen, though, by Larry David playing Bernie Sanders. Pretty funny. Movies over the weekend, the Jack Black movie Goosebumps bumped The Martian out of the top spot based on the book series by R.L. Stein. It took $23.5 million over the weekend. Started in first place. Martian was second with $21 million. Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks, third at $15 million. Crimson Peak, $12.8 million. And Hotel Transylvania 2 at $12.3 million. And finally, guess who wants to throw in her hat in the ring for 2020 president race? Lindsay Lohan. She says here she wants to run at the Oval Office in 2020. She posted an Instagram photo on Friday that was captioned, "In 2020, I may run for president. Through ups and downs, yes, we can. Let's do this, Kanye West. True spirits, thank you for inspiring us to be better people." Kanye West said he wanted to run for president in 2020. There's only one small problem with Lindsay Lohan trying to run for president in 2020. Lindsay Lohan is 29 years old. She just turned 29 in July, which means she won't turn 30 until next year on July 2nd, which means by Election Day 2020, she'll only be 34. You have to be 35 to be president in this country. Sorry, Lindsay. Kanye's going to beat you on this one. People just don't, you know. Between that and the word lose and loose, it's almost worse than your and your. Loose is loose. It's a fitting. Lose is to lose a game. Michigan didn't lose the game. They lost the game. They were in position to lose the game, not loose the game. Okay, sorry. Little rant is over.